Boba Fett actor rips Disney's decision to rename Slave One spaceship. By David Ng on June 28, 2021. An actor who once played the bounty hunter Boba Fett in Star Wars has criticized Disney's decision to bring cancel culture to a galaxy far, far away. Mark Anthony Austin, who played Boba Fett in the reissued version of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, tweeted his disappointment in the studio's request to strike the name of the character's spaceship, Slave One, off the new LEGO Star Wars toy. I cannot put into words how much I love this spaceship. It's like Han has Chewie. I've always had Slave One. You cannot change that, he tweeted Monday. Austin also worked as a digital graphics artist on the movie. Jedi News reported Monday that LEGO's toy version of Boba Fett's ship won't be called Slave One after Disney specifically requested a name change. Instead, the ship will be known simply as Boba Fett's starship. Slave One first appeared in The Empire Strikes Back in 1980. It later appeared in the 1997 reissue of A New Hope. The decision to cancel the spaceship's name comes shortly after Disney dropped actress Gina Carano from the Star Wars series The Mandalorian after she shared a social media post likening modern cancel culture to Nazi Germany. The studio has also announced it will overhaul the popular theme park rides Splash Mountain and Jungle Cruise following complaints from left-wing activists that the attractions glorify racism. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.